The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Thomas Abraham, James from Pulsar Helium joins us now. There was some interesting news out from Pulsar this morning about the deepening of its well in Minnesota, the Jetstream 1 well. Jetstream 2 will be coming along shortly, but for now it's all about the deepening of Jetstream 1. What are the implications of all this, Thomas?
Yeah, it was a good drill start. We went down, successfully completed the deepening, and we went down deeper than we were originally planning, and that's because we're seeing positive feedback from the well as we were going down. So we completed at 5,100 feet, and the objective of it was to test the theory that we had based on all sorts of data that we gathered, that in fact, when we completed the drilling last year, that we'd only just tagged the top of the reservoir and that it did extend down deeper. And so we went, and it appears that that is the case. As we were going down, we were encountering additional helium that made its way back up to surface and that we were able to analyze. And that helium being heavily contaminated with the atmospheric air, the drilling method that we used is air drilling. So you're forcing air down the hole that dilutes the samples. And we were still getting percentage readings of helium. So the highest we got was 7% helium diluted. So very, very pleased with the start that we've had. And as you say, now we march on down to Jetstream 2, and we should be getting that one away this week.
You're still doing some work at Jetstream 1, aren't you, though? I mean, there's additional information that can be gleaned now that you have gone deeper. Tell us a little bit about that.
What we did, as soon as we finished drilling, we then had a truck come out, and that ran a series of downhole wireline tools. So that was completed the day after drilling. That's now gone off for interpretation. They'll tell us about rock characteristics, reservoir, etc. But the big ones are that we then get the laboratory samples to go to the lab and tell us exactly what the composition of the gas is, and then the pressure and flow tests. And so those will be something that we'll be gathering once we complete Jetstream number 2, so that we can do the two wells at the same time.
So when you talk about deepening this well, to what extent has it been deepened, and what does it mean to be deepened by this amount?
Yeah, so we deepened it by 2,900 feet, so we more than doubled it. And so yeah, it's quite a deep hole, actually. It's the eighth deepest well that's been drilled in Minnesota. So, you know, almost a mile depth. So what does it mean? It means really the anticipation. The hope is that going through, we can show that the reservoir thickness is quite substantial. That would have a likely positive knock-on effect to our resource calculation. So that's something we're looking to update once we gather the rest of the downhole testing and complete Jetstream 2. So that, you know, height change would be spread across both the contingent and prospective resources as the anticipation. The other thing is going down deeper, you get down, the pressure is likely to increase, and that may have a positive impact on the flow rate at surface as well. So the potential for what a well can produce on a day, a year, its capability. And then drilling with the second well, so obviously that is planned to have a positive impact should it be successful on the resource. But also, these are only the first two wells to be drilled into this reservoir, this new high-grade helium discovery. So it's going to tell us a lot about those two wells talking to one another. So you can imagine you have them both completed. You open up one of the wells so the gas comes out. The other one, you have closed, and you have a pressure gauge on it. So if gas is coming out one, what you see is the pressure change in the other one, the connectivity of the reservoir, porosity, permeability, detailed technical information that will all then be fed into the resource calculation and give us far more accurate reading of what we have and the potential for the broader area. So this really is a big moment for the company, and there's going to be an awful lot of data coming out over the next few months.
Now, you mentioned the percentage of helium in passing there earlier in our conversation. What can you tell viewers and investors who might not really know what a good percentage is? What can you tell them about percentage of helium that you've encountered here?
Helium's a bit like the mining industry, where the mining industry talks about grade, whereas typically the energy industry for natural gas and oil doesn't. It's either natural gas or it's oil. There's nothing else there. But helium is mixed with other gases. You never get a pure 100% helium occurrence, or at least that we haven't found on the planet just yet. So anything which is, industry says anything which is 0.3% helium or higher is potentially economically significant. So for us, we got up to 14.5% helium, which is just mega, something that we're incredibly happy with. And reason really that we started Pulsar, because it's just such high concentration. It's a brand new reservoir with all the potential in the world. So it really has the knock-on effects of high concentration are in a production scenario. You'd be processing less gas to pr create a pure end product. So that could have a positive knock-on to your operational costs. The other thing is the overall amount of gas that you need to find in the ground, your resource and reserves, is less than, say, if your gas was 0.3%. You need to find an ocean of gas, whereas 14.5% less wells may be required in order to get to that quantity of gas that justifies going to production. So a lot of, grade is king in the industry.
So, lots to be positive about there. What can you tell us about the timings for Jetstream 2 then?
Well, we're hoping that we should have that one finished by the end of January. So it would be the rig is I'm on site at the moment, so in a cabin just nearby. I went and checked it out yesterday. Everything's moving across, and it all looks like we're on schedule for starting later this week, and with any luck, finishing by the end of the month.
So that's very exciting. So, and then along comes the resource update in due course. When do you expect that to be available for public consumption?
I'd probably say they'll be looking at some time, I guess my mind's eye, probably around April, May-ish, I think is probably likely. And at the same time, we'll have an economic assessment underway also, and that will probably come out not too much longer after the resource update. So for the first time publicly, showing what different production scenarios and their associated economics are likely to look like.
And you guys raised some money recently. Do you plan to do any more drilling with the money raised after Jetstream 2?
Yeah, most likely we will be. So what we'll be doing is we'll be digesting the results of these two wells, and then most likely we'll be going off and doing a little bit more additional seismic acquisition, and then go off and most likely go back drilling again. So a couple more wells, but once again, in order to potentially substantiate going into production, we're not talking about many wells here. We're talking about, it's very different to mining. Instead of hundreds of holes, you're talking about single digits.
So you mentioned the resource and the economic study. What will the news flow look like be out beyond that for the rest of 2025?
2025 is going to be pretty consistent. Actually, there's going to be a lot of sorry, constant. So we'll have the results coming in field economic assessment. We'll then have the seismic details. We'll then have discussions around offtakes with any luck. We'll then have time frames for fabrication design of the plant, et cetera. So all in the success case scenario, if we get to that FID moment, it will be, I mean, last year we drilled one well, and that was brilliant for de-risking our project and allowed us to get to enter 2025 saying, right, now it's time to start hitting this quite hard. We know that we've got a high concentration occurrence. We know that it flows naturally to the surface. We know that there's no water there. We know that the government is supportive of new legislation. This is the year that we provide the market with a lot of constant news flow.
A big year for Pulsar Helium. Thanks for talking us through that, Thomas Abraham James.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.